telling a story through paint and canvas. It's Art Talk on KCRW. You could make the case that nearly every painting, of course, tells a story, but generally those stories are extrapolated by the art critics and historians who interpret the work. In the case of Melico Mgosi, his paintings make deciphering a bit easier. He explores themes of feminism and the place of women in Southern Africa. And he does so through a 20-panel installation that looks more like a TV show storyboard than your regular art show. It is a show that KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohioska-Philp, went to check out, and she's here now with a review on Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Now, Mgosi describes himself as a history painter. What exactly is a history painting?
It's a very specific term that art historians use to refer to a lot of work that was done in Western art, even 17th, 18th, 19th century. In America, you can think of Washington crossing the Delaware as an example of that. But you wouldn't see many contemporary artists talking about themselves in that way because photography has largely come to supplant that kind of realist painting style. And but Mgosi's quite intentionally choosing this, not only because he's a fantastic realist painter, but also because he has a point to make about the way history is transmitted.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this particular show and some of the pieces that are involved in it. Can you describe them for us?
Well, it's a singular piece, and it is just not really a linear narrative, but a series of panels that come together. And there are pictures of all different kinds of people from largely Botswana, which is where he is from, and it like almost glimpses into the kind of a kind of life that exists there. Very detailed, but also very suggestive.
Like an observation.
Yes, from a very particular point of view.
How did Mgosi come to work in this kind of style?
Well, as I said, he's from Botswana, but he was educated here at Williams College in Massachusetts and did his master's degree at UCLA, where he studied with a woman considered a great feminist artist named Mary Kelly. And feminist theory has influenced not only his art, but many of the artists who've come up since the 1960s, men and women, not in terms of just the representation of women, but just the idea that history itself is told from a very particular point of view, a dominant Western white male point of view for centuries, and how that's come to be sort of picked apart and looked at in a different way. So he has involved himself in that kind of thinking, and yet his work refers back to the very style of art that he has sort of come to critique.
This is all part of Mgosi's ongoing series called Democratic Intuition, which looks into how democratic concepts influence our lives, how they're a part of our lives. What does the show say about, you think, that overall theme?
Well, this is chapter 5 of a 7-chapter series. There are 2 more chapters to come. And he has very intentionally put them together so that you see how democracy is working for these various people and not working for them as well in their various states of being working class or leisure class, or how we all come to terms with how democracy's promises are not always fulfilled in the fantasy of democracy. There's one painting in particular I want to mention that is a security guard, a female security guard, looking at herself in a mirror, and her face is divided vertically in half. She's a black woman, and in fact, the only white figure you see in the entire presentation of his work is this white baby doll with blonde hair, a ponytail, sort of resting on the headboard of her bed. And there is something about this painting that just seems to sort of coalesce and dissect and evoke not only the history of Botswana or the Southern African nation states, but also like the entire history of Western European art. The show is at the Fowler Museum, which is an ethnic art museum for the most part, and it's a great presentation by them.
At the Fowler through July 1st, by the way, Melico Mgosi's Bread, Butter, and Power on display. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Hunter. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.